Welcome to worship today on this Trinity Sunday, where we celebrate the Godhead, the three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please come, come worship, come join us. You are very welcome here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Would you join me in today's call to worship? Take heart, for we are gathered in the Father's presence to proclaim the wonders of the Lord. Get up, for we are beckoned by the risen Son to respond to grace undeserved. God is calling us, for we are united by the Spirit to follow Jesus on the way. Come, let us worship God. And let us light the Christ candle, reminding us that Jesus is with us. Church, let's pray together. Glory to God, love creating, love eternal. Glory to God, love for us, love self-sacrificing, love guiding. Glory to God, love within, love enabling, love leading. Glory to you, God, who is all in all, the three in one. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, let us bring our confession as a sincere expression of our desire to turn away from sin and towards the loving mercy of our triune God. Let's pray the prayer of confession together. Holy and triune God, you alone live in perfect relationship, one God in three persons, mutual and loving, ever seeking reconciliation and unity. You call us to live reflecting your image, and yet we know that our relationships are imperfect. At times, we are selfish and greedy. We can be anxious and full of resentment. And too often, we allow sin to drive us apart from one another and from you. Forgive us and restore us. Draw us close and bind us together in your mercy. May we long for wholeness and peace and strive toward gratitude and grace each day. We ask this in the saving name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Friends, you have received a spirit of adoption. When you cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are forgiven. Thanks be to our triune God. And God's people say, Amen.
This morning's reading is from John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Friends, here we are at Trinity Sunday already. Thanks to the lectionary, every year we intentionally spend this Sunday right after Pentecost trying to expand our grasp of what it means to us that in our one God, there are three persons. Now remember, the lectionary is designed to nurture our growth and to help us to go deeper in our faith. And the fact that the people who developed the lectionary thought that it was important for us to try to focus on the Trinity every year, that should tell us something. Our belief in God as triune, three persons in one God, is absolutely central to our faith. And even more, our belief in this is actually a defining marker for us as Christians. When I was working with our youth group years ago, and the kids would be preparing to graduate and then move away to either school or to find work, I would often prep them a little bit for what to look for if they were ever trying to find a church. And I always said two things to them, that they wanted to hear that whoever was teaching or preaching believed that Jesus was both fully human and fully divine, and also that God was three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I felt like those two essentials would give them a really good start in discerning where they might be able to find a church home that would continue to nurture them and to help them grow in their faith. Now, those same youth would sometimes start to get a little serious about their faith. And as can happen when we are in the arrogance of youth, they would start to know enough to be dangerous. They would often offer little challenges for me, trying to see if they could either trip me up or rattle me. And I always thought it was very encouraging because it showed me that they were taking their faith seriously and they were growing. One of those challenges frequently would come like this. Hey, Diane, did you know that the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible? And you know what? They were right. It doesn't. This belief that we hold as so central to the Christian faith is not actually explicitly named in the pages of Scripture. And sometimes that fact makes people think that we should actually question whether it's true or not. It's an interesting thought. It doesn't hold water, but it can lead to some really rich explorations. And I guess that's what I hope we're going to be doing in the next few minutes. While it is true that the literal word Trinity does not appear in the Bible, what that word refers to clearly does. We believe that God is triune. Three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We also believe that all three live in complete unity with each other. They are all exactly the same in substance, and all three are equal in power and in glory. Little side note, this description is actually what you will read in the United Church of Canada's founding document, Our Basis of Union. Our belief that God is triune is foundational for us. So we experience God as three distinct persons in one God. And we see this throughout Scripture, but certainly most clearly in the New Testament. In our passage for today, Jesus himself is talking about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, and about what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Jesus says that the Spirit is going to take what the Father shares with him and share it with us. All three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not just mentioned here, but more importantly, all three are active and busy and very much involving Jesus' disciples in what they're doing. In the Bible, you will often find that where one part of God is present and doing something, the others are often not very far away. They're often around, sometimes being named in some way as well. Jesus is often talking to us about his Father, and the Father is very often pointing us to his Son, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is just always drawing our attention to the Father and the Son. When you read in Scripture and watch this happen, you hear how the three parts of the Trinity are often with each other. And you're left with this distinct sense that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit really, really enjoy each other. Now, on occasion, in the church, you might hear the Trinity referred to by names other than Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sometimes, for varying reasons, preachers or people who write liturgies or prayers or songs, they might use different terms for the Trinity. Things like Creator, Christ, and Spirit, or Source of Love, Love Incarnate, and Love's Power. Alternatives like these can be valid and very helpful depending on the circumstances they're used in. But I do think it is important for us to also remember that completely on their own, they're not enough. Using only those means that we miss something absolutely vital. So using only alternative terms for the Trinity can actually be risky, simply because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not just names. They are names that actually convey relationship in much the same way that Mom and Dad do. Jesus makes it clear, God is his Father and ours. Jesus is God's own Son. And the Spirit isn't just the Spirit, but is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. So these traditional Trinitarian names don't just remind us that God is three persons. They also mean that we keep those relationships that exist between the three parts of God front and center. Life within the Godhead is, by its very nature, relational. It involves the relationships that exist between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three parts of the Trinity. And precisely because God is a relational being, all three parts of the Trinity are also always moving towards us, inviting us into relationship with them. Remember, near the beginning of John's Gospel, we read that all who receive Jesus and believe in his name have been given the power to become children of God. When we trust and follow Jesus, we are children of God. And so he is our Father, as well as Jesus' Father. That's why Jesus has taught us to begin our best-known prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Our relational God wants to be Father to us all. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not just words. They're names that mean something within the Godhead and to us. From Christianity's earliest days, Jesus' followers have held that the essence of all three parts of God is love. Remember, the Apostle John said it in one of his letters, God is love, which means not simply that God is love, but also critically, that it is God who defines for us what love really is. Love is what we see in how the three parts of the Trinity are with each other. And love is what we experience from each of them ourselves. The world doesn't actually define love for us, although it often tries. It's our triune God who shows us what love is really like. And friends, what a love it is. The love of God expressed and shared in and through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is, well, it's exactly the same love that we see in Jesus. It is not at all self-focused, but it's actually all about the other. It's also astoundingly self-giving. We only have to look at the cross to see just how much of himself God is prepared to give for us. And finally, perhaps most importantly, God's love for us means that he is truly all in. What do I mean by that? Well, in our reading today, we heard Jesus say that the Holy Spirit is going to guide us in all truth, not some truth, all truth. We also heard Jesus say that everything that the Father has is his, and that the Father is going to give all of that to us. All three parts of God don't hold anything back, not from each other and not from us. The Father shares everything with Jesus. Jesus gave everything for us. And through the Holy Spirit, God offers everything to us, including the fullness of himself. Last week, we celebrated Pentecost. And if you were with us, you will remember that we took time to focus on the fact that in the incredible events of that day, the church was born. Well, at the risk of returning to Pentecost on this Trinity Sunday, I just want us to stop for a moment and really let the reality of what God did at Pentecost and has actually been doing ever since sink into us. At Pentecost, we got to see how truly all in God is. Because at Pentecost, the third person of God, the Holy Spirit, came to live within Jesus' followers for all time. Remember, just before he said the words that we've heard in our reading today, Jesus told his followers, "It is good for you that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." When Jesus first said that, it confused his disciples. But when Pentecost came just weeks later, it all finally made sense. The Advocate that he talks about is the Holy Spirit. And as we know and remembered last week, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came in a massive way, not just to live with us, but to actually live within us. God quite literally gave himself, his own spirit, to us. God didn't just equip us with what we need. God gave us who we need. His beautiful, gentle, powerful, life-giving spirit. And if that doesn't convince us that God is truly all in for us, well, friends, then I don't know what will. And so with the church throughout the ages, we say, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen."
Holy, 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 Lord. Good morning. Let us pray. Generous and loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given us. We are grateful to live in your grace. We remember those who are struggling this day, those close to our hearts, those we learn about through the news, all across our province, our country, our world, those we pass on the street and do not know, our neighbors sitting beside us this day. Be with each of them. Help them to know your love and grace. Help us to recognize your presence among us. Help us to hear your voice in the busyness of our lives. Help us to pay attention to your words all week long. Help us to build the world you would have us live in, caring for creation and your creations. Not so that we can dominate or fix things we don't understand, but so that we can listen, understand, and help where needed. We ask for all of this in your holy name, Jesus. And let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you again, St. Stephen's, for all your gifts that you send in, you bring in, that contribute to the work here at St. Stephen's. Would you pray with me, offering them back to God for the building of his kingdom? Holy One, you have given yourself to us in Creator, in Christ, in Spirit. So now we give back to you our gifts of time, talents, and treasure, all of which were first given to us by you. Receive what we offer today, and transform these gifts by the power of your Spirit, so that through them you may bring an abundance of provision, restoration, and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond all galaxies, you are holy. Holy, the universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth.
You're so holy,
you're so holy.